Nice looking day out there on this Thursday. We'll take a look at the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Not everything is canceled this summer. Joining us right now to talk about a couple events that he's working on is Chris Troy. Chris, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. There have been all these rumors about Hot Wheels weekend. People have said, oh, it's canceled. It's not going to happen. You say, yeah, it's going to happen.
Hot Wheels is definitely going to happen. We had to shrink our budget a little bit, obviously, because of some of the COVID sponsors weren't able to help us out this year, and we understood that. So we eliminated our celebrities, and we eliminated our major international act headliner, but we're still putting on a heck of a good show.
Tell us how this all got started, Hot Wheels Weekend. This will be, what, your probably third or fourth year doing this, right?
It's our fifth year, if you can believe it.
Is it really?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Time flies. Mike Deason got a hold of me. The Marysville Business Association wanted to put on a car show. And Mike's like, well, I don't want to just do a basic car show. Let's really make it an event. So he knew that I had had some ideas in the past for putting on bigger events. We got a hold of me, and 5 years ago, I started working with them, and it's just kind of grown every year. We, like I mentioned, we always try to have kind of pop culture celebrities. We've had Paul Michael Glazier and Butch Patrick and Daisy Duke, and, you know, through the years, it's been great. And our musical headliners, Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats, Junior Brown, the King Bees. So every year, it's gotten bigger and bigger. Last year was probably our biggest. We had close to 500 cars. And just a beautiful day, great turnout for the event. So we were all slotted to make this year's event, being our fifth, even bigger. We initially had Patsy Weber, you know, Anson Williams from Happy Days, Ralph Malt from Happy Days, and the Big Ragu from Laverne and Shirley were going to be our guests, and Paul Revere and the Raiders, though Paul has passed, his son has taken his spot, we're going to be our headliners. And then it hit. COVID-19 hit, and everything kind of started shutting down. So we lost a lot of sponsors, but we still decided that we were still going to go ahead and do the show. And knowing that it was in, you know, end of August, we thought, you know, there's plenty enough time, and I'm sure things will be fine. So we've kind of stuck to our guns with it this year and said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and do it.
Very good. August 21st and 22nd, right?
Correct. The 21st, just like usual, is the cruise, followed by the drive-in movie. This year's movie is American Graffiti, and that's right there in the Village Green Plaza there in Gratiot in Marysville. And then the 22nd is the show starting at noon. Now, though we got rid of our national act, we still have some great performers coming. Slim and the Rockabilly Heroes from Detroit, Chris Casello and the Chris Casello Trio from Ann Arbor, Tammy Savoy, who was here last year. Everyone loved her so much from Chicago. She's back this year. And then we have from Detroit, WOMC's 4 years in a row, top oldies band, Moose and the Sharks. And they are part of the Michigan Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and do pretty much every classic oldies song you can ever imagine. So it should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that is going to be a lot of fun. Glad to hear that that's still going on and that people can come out and enjoy it. And we just hope that it's a great, beautiful weekend, as it probably will be there in Marysville at Marysville Park. What a great location for this, too.
Well, you know, everyone's excited about, you know, we Mike has started out of his leasing real estate there in Gratiot, a small little Tuesday night car cruise where cars can come in. And because pretty much everybody had just canceled everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the car people, they stay in their car, so they're safe. You know, some of them wear their masks, and so they still wanted to be out and socializing the cars. And since he started, now a lot of the other clubs have started to pick things back up. So it's slowly rolling and getting ahead or getting going again. So we're excited to be part of it.
And then just a few weeks after that, Chris, you started this last year, the Old Town Port Huron Porch Concerts. That went over really well, and you're doing that again this year.
Yeah, you know, we the neighbors got together. So much has changed in the Court Street District over the last few years. And a lot of individual homes that were multiple apartments have been converted back to single family. My wife and I alone bought the old Woodfoot's Victorian Inn or Catch 22. and have converted it back to a single-family home. There's a lot of positive things going on in the neighborhood, so we decided we wanted to find a way, Paul, that we could shine a spotlight on all the positive things going on. All you ever hear in the news is negative, 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 negative. So we wanted to say, look, there's something really positive going on down here in the south end of town. So we decided that let me get a hold of some musician friends of mine, and we'll put together a porch concert series, which is basically you come to a house, you sit in the front yard and listen to music on the front porch. That goes on for half an hour, then you pick up your chair and go to another house, and then another house, and another house. So it's like a progressive concert. And we hoped for maybe 100 people last year and had close to 250. It was really an amazing turnout, with a lot of people saying, we didn't even know what was going on. You should have let us know. We should have. Well, it's a very grassroots thing. So we have no budget. It's 100% free. All the musicians donate their time. Dave Califf from PLC Sound and Engineering donate his services. So it's just it was a fun event. So everybody asked if we'd do it again this year. And the neat thing was that I started receiving calls from people like Barb Payton, who said, how could you have a concert and not include me, Chris? So I said, well, how about you do next year? So her, Juliana Ankley, Tasha Owens from Detroit, the DeHenna Brothers, Paul Shank, Heather McCaughley, and a number of other performers have all said, yeah, we want to do it. We want to do it. So September 12th, off it goes.
There you go. Mark that on your calendar as well. It should be a lot of fun. And again, these are events. They're outdoors. You know, if you're still concerned at that point, you can socially distance and still have a great time. The year is not canceled. There's still stuff to do, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the Blue Water area is such a beautiful area to get out and see things. Who wants to be inside during the summer in this area? You want to be out and about. And so we try to produce some events that people can come and feel safe and have a good time.
All right. Hey, as these dates get a little bit closer, as we get deeper into the summer, Chris, come on back and remind us of what's going on. But we'll mark the calendar now, save the dates for the Hot Wheels weekend in August and the Old Town Day of Porch Concerts on September 12th. Should be a lot of fun.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day, Chris. Take care.
You too, though.